Hello, everybody. I'm Lou Dobbs. Welcome to the Great America Show, where truth, justice, and the American way are our guiding principles, and we fight for them each and every day. Glad you're in the fight with us, because we're going to need all the help we can get in the months ahead. Let me say a thing or two about the State of the Union address by Mr. Biden. First of all, it was an hour and 20 minutes of an 80-year-old man screeching at what looked like a room full of toucans. You know, those parrot-like birds with their bright colors and beaks. I mean, really, how about some pastels or stripes or something to break the bold monotony of the crowd? But China Joe was China Joe, so the whole thing was a waste of time. He lied about most of what he said, likely didn't understand much of what he read from the teleprompter. But what was great was the Republicans. I'm telling you, the GOP is coming to life. They were downright rambunctious, shaking their heads when they didn't agree with what Lion Joe was saying. And then they started booing his BS and outright lies, yelling out, liar, liar. At one point, he was speaking of the tens of thousands of Americans who've been killed by the fentanyl the cartels smuggle into the U.S. And some started yelling, you're to blame. Hostile they were, as they should be. Old Joe lied and lied some more. Nothing new in that. A real waste of time. Didn't say a thing about the China balloon. Did a quick double sidestep, and if you can believe it, he declared he was going to work with Xi Jinping. Biden is beyond compromise with the Biden family's dealings with China. China has him bought and paid for. And I truly think he lost even more support within his own party of communists. Polls show most Dems don't want him to run for re-election. He did nothing to change their minds. His approval rating is at all-time lows, and I think he's officially now a lame duck. And worse, because he's run out his string. He's a waste of time. Nobody does it better than the Marxist Dems, wasting tons of taxpayer money and our time nonstop. Let's put it this way. The Republicans have got to be diligent because this puppet president is still truly dangerous. As long as the Marxist cabal who pulls his strings keep him going, whether it is the balloon or Ukraine or his alignment with the Mexican drug cartels and his insistence that we keep that southern border wide open for deadly drugs, sex trafficking, you name it. Joe Biden remains a threat. He's devastating America and American working men and women and our middle class. Oh, yes, he's under congressional investigations for corruption as well. And his son now admits that the laptop from hell is his, and he wants Daddy's Justice Department to go after Rudy Giuliani, Steve Bannon, whoever else revealed its sordid contents. Oh, yes, and it affirms all those stories that the contents of the laptop are real. And the corruption they reveal requires the investigations that are now underway in the House. Godspeed. With us today is the former Trump high government official, Kash Patel. He worked for the president in the Justice Department, National Security Council, and the Defense Department. He's also the author of the new book, Government Gangsters, which we recommend to you highly, Government Gangsters. Kash, great to have you here. Thanks for being with us. And what is your reaction to all that keeps coming out of that laptop and the Biden classified document scandal?
Well, Lou, it's great to be back with you on your amazing show. Thanks for having me. Look, it's pretty simple. I think you and I talked about a while ago. We were like, this is going to keep coming out more and more and more, because there's no way that Joe Biden had a single incident involving classified information. I mean, you're talking about a politician who's been lying for 40 years, and not to mention the fact that his son has been bilking the system for at least 10. And now we know there's, what, 7 sets of documents that might be up to thousands of pages of classified material in 6 minimum locations that we know about, dating back to his time as a senator in the United States Senate. And we have a memorandum that Hunter Biden produced. This is probably the most poignant piece of it for me. Hunter Biden wrote a memo to the Ukrainian officials, which included classified information that he could have only gotten from his father's stolen classified documents. And that memo was used to obtain a 7-figure payday for Hunter Biden and the family. I mean, this is the very definition of pay for play, not to mention the theft of classified information and its mishandling and a host of other crimes when you engage foreign governments to pay you based on stolen government intel. It's just outrageous.
And it repeats a pattern over and over with various countries, including China, including Russia, Ukraine, Kazakhstan. It's truly remarkable what this family was doing with their influence peddling. It just makes me sick to my stomach to think that we have a president in the Oval Office who has been connected to this kind of corruption, which, as far as we know, he's still paying off through the decisions he's making as the chief executive.
Well, that's exactly right, Lou. From a national security, defense, and law enforcement perspective, which is to me, and I think you and so many that are listening, the most important, I'm rooting for our commander-in-chief to not fail on that mission, whether he's a Democrat or Republican. And you highlight the most, you know, stinging rebuke from this incident, which is our commander-in-chief is compromised, whether directly or indirectly through his sons and his brothers and the pay-for-play schemes from the CCP or the Ukraine or elsewhere. We now know that based on the collection of classified information, world leaders in Russia, in China, in the Ukraine have leverage over our commander-in-chief. And you're exactly right. What decisions is he making that are supposed to safeguard the interests of the American people, both here and abroad, that are now jeopardized because this information has been out in the wild for going on 20 years? And more importantly, what decisions is he not making to protect America because he's afraid that the United States government and the DOJ or the House committees will treat him harshly, as they should when the exposure of this corruption comes out? You know, one bad criminal act, I think, begets another by the Department of Justice, which is now involved in the biggest corruption of the biggest crime in modern American history. And I don't for one second believe that this began because the librarians at NARA said, hey, Joe, you have overdue books, please return them. This stemmed from Hunter Biden's laptop, as we opened the show with. We now with definitive proof that Hunter Biden used information that was classified to write up a memorandum that we found on his laptop to obtain a seven-figure payday. When is the FBI and DOJ going to come clean that they knew about this investigation for over a year and hid it from the American public?
To give, I think, everyone listening to us a true sense of how large this issue is, this corruption on the part of the Bidens, on the part of the Department of Justice, the FBI, and the intelligence agencies, one only has to think about this. These scandals with each of these countries, the payoffs and the dirty dealings, and the paying for influence peddling hardly reaches the level that we're talking about when you're looking at numbers in the millions of dollars. This is buying outright influence and outcomes on the part of the U.S. government through the person of Joe Biden. And the fact that our, forget about the Russian hoax, all of the stuff to do with Trump, just focus on Joe Biden, 50 years in quote unquote public service, which was a criminal enterprise, the entire time. But those intelligence agencies knew what he was doing. No one can tell me otherwise. The NSA is watching over every single communication that he made, whether he was in China, whether he's in Ukraine, whether he's anywhere in the world, whether he's even in the United States, right? And the FBI, everyone, CIA, knew what he was doing. And not a single person thought enough of this nation to say, you know, this man is not qualified to be president of the United States. They're framing Donald Trump. Meanwhile, they are greasing the road ahead of Joe Biden to get into office. Nothing is more vividly descriptive of just how corrupt our government is, from intelligence agencies to the FBI, the Department of Justice, the State Department, and now the White House. The president of the United States sitting there because of these corrupt agencies and departments.
You're absolutely right, Lou. You highlight the important intersection that this brings to the forefront, the intersection of intelligence and law enforcement. And me, as a former deputy director of national intelligence under the Trump administration and a former national security prosecutor, we are now seeing, as you have identified, a two-tier system of justice that not only just existed this year or last year, but one that goes back decades. And what we are now suffering from as Americans is the cruel reality that this term that we coined, deep state, is a cruel reality. And it has been going on for years and years. Like you said, there is no way our intelligence apparatus and law enforcement communities didn't at least get wind of some of these actions that Joe Biden and Hunter and his family were undertaking. That means it was hidden from me in the Trump administration, because, you know, if I had seen anything like this, we would have put it out there on blast for the American people to have exposure to, and so there can be some form of accountability. So tragically, what that tells me is there's still government gangsters at the highest levels of government and at the intermediary levels of government at the FBI and DOJ. We, of course, know their leadership is totally biased and in the bag with Merrick Garland and Chris Wray running this two-tier system of justice. All you have to do is tell even the liberal mainstream media. They won't admit it publicly. But, Lou, we would not even be having this conversation. It would literally have already led to a conviction if Donald Trump had taken classified information that his son Don Jr. put on a laptop, and then he took that information to score a deal with the CCP. It would have been the biggest criminal scandal of the modern era, if not forever. And because of this orientation of this DOJ and FBI to target based on politics and not prosecute based on law and fact is why we are having this a conversation to educate the American people who relied on everything about Russiagate to Jan 6th. And all of these materials were used to rig presidential elections and congressional elections. And I think Americans are finally waking up to the fact that they were lied to by the fake news mafia so often, day in and day out, that they're starting to cut the cords on the TVs. But we are the ones, Lou, you and your great show and your audience are the ones that have to carry this mantle forward. Because when you have an attorney general like Merrick Garland who sits there and says, reckless wanton abandon, this Justice Department is, quote, prosecuting without fear or favor, end quote. They are prosecuted because they are in fear and need to curry favor with the very deep state you highlighted at the beginning of this topic of conversation, so they can have their headlines and names promoted to the great halls of justice, all the while they are destroying justice and America's national security.
And who knows what deals are being made between these lawless agencies, whether they be law enforcement or intelligence? Who knows what deals they're making with enemies of the United States? We know what deals they're making with the domestic enemies of this great republic. It is corruption through and through, throughout our federal government. I truly believe this, Cash. I truly believe there is no agency, no matter how small or seemingly irrelevant, that isn't in some way touched by all of this political corruption, whether it's from the intelligence agencies, the law enforcement agencies, the Department of Justice, the White House itself. I am gutsick to think just how bad off we really are in this country when it comes to the integrity of our federal government.
Well, it needs to be completely revamped is the monumental understatement of the century. You know, they called Lou, and when you were courageously reporting this stuff from Jump, they called you and others and me conspiracy theorists. You know, we were the ones archetyping the destruction of America. And, you know, everything the Democrats and the radical left-wing agenda accused us of, they actually did. Case in point, the Charles McGonagalls of the world, the FBI agent, who literally was on the payroll of a Russian Putin crony tycoon to the tune of $250,000 while running the Russiagate investigation. I remember these were the same animals in the media that turned to us and said, we were lying about Russiagate. Donald Trump is a Russian asset. But now we find out, this is how bad it is, Lou. The highest counterintelligence official in the FBI was in the bed of the Russian government, in the bed of Putin, Kremlin. I mean, and they were paying him. So that's how this is sci-fi, cinematic Hollywood stuff that you can't even make up on paper. And we have our FBI now getting caught trying to take down an American government. That is the very definition of treason. And they want to yell at us about January 6th and say, we're the ones committing seditious acts of treason. How about this FBI's deafening silence when they get caught? And a bigger question is, what the heck were the FBI and DOJ doing in 2017 and 18 with Bill Barr when they had Hunter Biden's laptop, when they knew this Russian asset was running the FBI's counterintelligence program? What was going on? And of course, Bill Barr is out there running his mouth, trying to save face because he failed to investigate these matters in the way we had told him to do so, because he thought he knew best as a government gangster. But he was one who was just subverting the democratic process at the end of the day, like so many others in the government.
And questions flow from that question. One is, people tend to forget that laptop of Hunter Biden's was in the possession of the FBI. And these, there are just these little tidbits that keep coming out, these little small snakes of information, if you will, that are being released. Mm-hmm. But there are also other laptops that have disappeared. Truth goes to die in the Justice Department, as I say here quite often on this broadcast. But think of the laptops that die. Not only Hunter Biden's laptop has died, but Uma Abedin's laptop has died. And Anthony Weiner, I guess it was joint possession, and Seth Rich. Suddenly, it turns out they had his laptop all along, the FBI.
Yep.
And what are we to make of it? And what are the implications then for this, for the Democrat National Committee that he supposedly was just a harmless passerby in national politics as the young man is shot dead on the streets of Washington, D.C. In the dark of night? Mm-hmm. And everyone wants to shut it down. How was there a connection to U.S. intelligence? Was there a connection to the FBI? Was there a connection to other agencies and the Democrat Party itself? And what was the real circumstances of his death? This has been shut down by the FBI. No one else. The FBI, because they haven't shared that information. It's outrageous.
You're absolutely right, Lou. And actually, you know what? Out of all the, you know, the media that I've ever heard, I've never heard anyone stitch it together quite succinctly as you did when it comes to these laptops. I mean, these laptops are the basis of tremendous amounts of criminal activity, and they are in some ways interconnected, and no one has bothered to do the homework. Or maybe worse, you and I have talked about, maybe they have done their homework and have buried it because they knew what the laptop contained on the from Weiner. They knew what Seth Rich's laptop they contained. They know what Hunter Biden's laptop contained, and they are fighting tooth and nail to bury it from the American people. So there's only one thing left to do, Lou. I mean, look, we asked for accountability. It's not coming from this executive branch with this administration. We've got one chance left, and that falls to the Nuclear Weaponization Committee and the federal government, because that's exactly what this is. By our intelligence and law enforcement apparatus, they have weaponized it against people based on political orientation. That is what happens in third world banana republic dictatorships. But apparently it's going on in the United States of America today. So I'm calling on Jim Jordan to document, to subpoena every single document and investigation you just highlighted, every FBI and DOJ document around every one of those laptops, every intelligence cable around every one of those laptops, then subpoena every single person that ever touched that investigation for the FBI, for the DOD, or DOJ, or the intelligence community. And then, this is the most important part, once you acquire them, put them out for the American public to see, like we did in Russiagate. And they are going to blockade. The deep state is going to say, like what they're already saying, oh, we have an ongoing DOJ investigation. We are not complying. There is one thing these government gangsters have in common, that you can always make them bend the knee. They cannot run their machine without our taxpayer dollars, our taxpayer dollars. So you take it from them. You tell them no. Congress has to have a backbone and say, you are not obliging with a lawful mandate from a coordinate branch of government. And until you do, your new 10 Cadillac Escalade promotion is gone. Your new desk furniture is gone. Your new uniforms are gone. Your new overseas boondoggles where Chris Ray gets to go to Davos on a government-funded jet is grounded indefinitely. And the documents will come, I promise you. But it's going to take some steely spines in the House GOP to make that happen.
Yeah, I hope that you're right. I have to tell you, I have a lot of reservations about it. we're watching these two committees, oversight and judiciary, get off to a very slow start. And to me, that's difficult to abide, to tolerate, and to let pass without comment. Jordan needs to be moving his committee at warp speed. There is this attitude that this is not a government-wide corruption scandal. This is a takeover of the United States government by corrupt forces with, I'm sure, different agendas, but one agenda is certain, and that is to make certain that they control, they, the deep state, and these factions control the federal government and not the American people or our elected representatives. And I want to point out something about those laptops, if I may. No one's talking about Uma Abedin's laptop and Anthony Weiner's laptop that has been in the possession, I know, of the Southern District for quite some time. The FBI has had it. And I believe then it's only natural to assume, but this is only an assumption, that Justice Maine and the FBI have it as well in D.C. There is an addition to that laptop, and probably that means two or three other laptops, but let's call it one laptop. There is the laptop of Hunter Biden and the laptop, as I mentioned, of Seth Rich. And I bring up Seth Rich because I want to credit attorney Ty Clevenger, whose persistent FOIA requests and his digging over years to get to the bottom of what was going on. It is what created our understanding, our awareness of the fact they have possession of Seth Rich's laptop, which they denied for years. But what the point here is, at the nexus of all of those laptops, whether it's three, whether it's five, but those three individual instances, the nexus is the Democratic National Committee and each one of those instances, and Hillary Clinton in each one of those instances. And people had better understand that that means that there is a circle with Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, the Democrat National Committee, and those are facts, folks. And that is something we have to deal with. Don't you agree?
Yeah, you know, that's a fantastic point, Lou. Again, that people have just sort of glossed over, and I just want to chime in here and add. If you recall, during the Russiagate investigation, the DNC hack was one of the things we on the House Intelligence Committee investigated, where I was leading that investigation for Devin Nunes. And we got CrowdStrike in there. First of all, what is CrowdStrike, if your audience doesn't know? Go back and read the Intelligence Committee's Russiagate report on CrowdStrike. For the first time in U.S. history, when the DNC was hacked, the FBI under James Comey's leadership allowed a private entity run by one of his former associates to get paid and decide, for the first time that I can recall in U.S. history, to surveil the DNC servers instead of the FBI, then let the FBI know which ones were of relevance, and then the FBI accepted that information. It's like what's going on right now when the Justice Department is letting the criminals in the Biden crime family run to the crime scene before the cops do. This has happened before, and it happened here with CrowdStrike. Now, why is that important? Because if you remember, the CEO of CrowdStrike said, as it related to the DNC servers, under oath, when I was questioning him, when we were interrogating him, he said that was not a hack related to, the Trump world. And he coughed that up under oath, but it was classified, and Adam Schiff hid it for 2 years, and they lied about it. Now we got the transcripts released, and now the world knows that, but of course it sped by on and took 2 years. This is of critical importance that the FBI is allowing segments of investigations to occur by private companies that are in bed with the deep state government gangsters that still run those companies, and they're getting paid American taxpayer dollars. These committees in Congress have to launch an investigation into all of this as well, by simply doing one thing, Lou. If they do nothing else, follow the money. It's what we did in Russiagate. It led us to Hillary Clinton and the DNC paying for the biggest criminal scandal in FBI history. Bank records don't lie. Money records are black and white. They never lie. subpoena every single banking record from Fusion GPS to Perkins Coie to CrowdStrike and the FBI and their contracts with big tech, Twitter, Facebook, Google, YouTube. They've been paying these companies tens of millions of dollars to rig presidential elections, censor free speech, and perform investigative procedures that are reserved solely for the United States law enforcement agencies. But we have lost our way through the government gangster leadership on these enterprises.
And that is the, just a suggestion, I believe, frankly, of how dire the circumstances are facing this great nation. Our government is corrupt. It is not our government, and our consent is no longer required for governance. We have to get to the bottom of this now, because I truly believe this is our last chance. And we managed to get control of the House of Representatives by the narrowest of margins, and the Republic is hanging by a thread from that slim majority in the House of Representatives. It is that serious. We always give our guests the last word. Your concluding thoughts.
Lou, thanks so much. It's always fantastic to be with you on a show that's willing and has the courage to do what's necessary. We need more of that. And my last word is simply this. Watch the Lou Dobbs Show everywhere and tell everyone to watch it. And if you want to defeat the deep state, order my new book, Government Gangsters. It's on pre-sale right now, governmentgangsters.com. This is a book the deep state doesn't want out. In fact, this government is trying to prevent its release. But it shows us how to deconstruct and defeat the deep state that Lou and I have just been talking about so the agencies and departments return to serving the American people. Governmentgangsters.com. Thank you so much for having me, Lou.
Thanks for being with us, Kash. Kash Patel, great American, and we'll be reminding you about Kash's new book, Government Gangsters, in the days and weeks ahead.
Thanks so much, Lou.
Kash Patel, great American. His new book is Government Gangsters, The Deep State, The Truth, and the Battle for Our Democracy. It's available for pre-order now on Amazon. Thanks, everybody, for being with us. Join us here tomorrow when our guest will be Amanda Milius, producer and director of the great documentary, The Plot Against the President. That's tomorrow, right here on The Great America Show. Please be with us. Till then, God bless you, and God bless America.